Hello, it is Mama D, and time for some more coffee, some more tea, and some more Mama D. Doesn't get any better than that.
Hello again, it's you and me, kinda always like it used to be, sipping wine, killing time, trying to solve life's mysteries. How's your life? It's been a while. God, it's good to see you smile. I see you reaching for your keys, looking for a reason not to leave. If you don't know if you should stay, if you don't say what's on your mind, baby, just breathe. This old photograph, look at all the hair we have. It's bittersweet to hear you laugh. Your phone is ringing, I don't wanna ask. If you go now, I'll understand. If you stay, hey, I got a plan. You wanna make a memory. Steal a piece of time. You can sing the melody to me, and I could write a couple lines. You wanna make a
Dakota. Rapid City police say an intoxicated man has been arrested for standing in the middle of a street on Monday night and threatening motorists with a bow and arrows. Lauren Tubles, 23, of Rapid City, was arrested. He's charged with 6 counts of aggravated assault and 1 count of theft of mislaid property. Police say Tubles had a large razor knife, smelled of alcohol, and slurred his words. 2 motorists called police. People in one car said they saw a man shoot an arrow at another vehicle before taking aim at them. They say a 3rd vehicle also passed while the man was aiming at cars. Wow. You know, sometimes people who market are just, well, Mexico City. The Absolute Vodka Company apologized Saturday for an ad campaign depicting the southwestern United States as part of Mexico amid angry calls for a boycott by U.S. consumers. The campaign, which promotes ideal scenarios under the slogan, "In an Absolute World," showed an 1830s-era map when Mexico included California, Texas, and other southwestern states. Mexico still resents losing that territory in the 1848 Mexican-American War and the fight for Texas independence. But the ads, which ran only in Mexico and have since ended, were less than ideal for Americans undergoing a border buildup and embroiled in an emotional debate over illegal immigration from their southern neighbor. More than a dozen calls to boycott Absolute were posted on michellemalkin.com, a website operated by conservative columnist Michelle Malkin. The ads sparked heated comment on half a dozen other internet sites and blogs. In no way was it meant to offend or disparage, nor does it advocate an altering of borders, nor does it lend support to any anti-American sentiment, nor does it reflect immigration issues, Absolute said in a statement left on its consumer inquiry phone line. Some fringe U.S. groups also claim the land is rightfully part of Mexico, while extreme immigration foes argue parts of the U.S. already are being taken by Mexico. In an absolute world, a company that produces vodka fires its entire marketing department in a desperate attempt to win back enraged North American customers after a disastrous ad campaign backfires, a person using the moniker Salsa and Chips wrote on Malkin's website. A plan for comprehensive immigration reform designed to deal with an estimated 12 million undocumented immigrants in the United States, the vast majority from Mexico, collapsed last summer under the emotional weight of the debate. Absolute said the ad was designed for a Mexican audience and intended to recall a time which the population of Mexico might feel was more ideal. As a global company, we recognize that people in different parts of the world may lend different perspectives or interpret our ads in a different way than was intended in that market, and for that, we apologize. Vin & Sprit Absolut's Sweden-based parent company will be acquired by French spirit maker Pernod Ricard S.A. under a deal reached last week. I quite agree, and I just don't know what to say about that, but I like Smirnoff anyhow. So there you go.
Yo vivo.
East Point, Georgia. Police say they easily caught a bank robbery suspect after he had a taxi take him to and from the scene of the crime. East Point Police Captain Russell Popham said officers arrested Marcus Chisholm at his apartment just a few hours after they said he robbed a SunTrust bank. Authorities say Chisholm had a cab pick him up at his apartment, take him to the bank, and then take him home after the robbery. The cab driver gave officers Chisholm's address and identified him in the bank's surveillance video. Wow. Why would you ever take a cab to New York? A pet duck named Circles, shot and wounded by a neighbor with a pellet gun, has received an order of protection to keep it safe. The first duck in New York State's Suffolk County to benefit from such an order. Circles was in his owner's backyard on Long Island, long known as a habitat for wild waterfowl, when it was shot by a neighbor through the neck, said Michelle Oletta, prosecutor at the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office. Circles, a white, yellow-billed duck, was treated by a vet and survived, she said. The neighbor was charged with animal cruelty. At the attacker's arraignment on Thursday, Circles owners received an order of protection. It's the first case that I know of in this area where a duck got an order of protection, Oletta said. And in Suffolk County, Long Island, it is the first case where an animal was included in an order of protection that was not a domestic violence case. In 2006, former New York Governor George Pataki signed into law a provision that includes pets in orders of protection. Wow. So, Joe could get a restraining order on Gimli, because Gimli's like always attacking him, and then Joe has to, you know, stomp his little butt, and, well, that would be interesting. I wonder how we'd enforce that in our house. We've tried doing that with a water gun, but it doesn't seem to be working as well as it could. But, you know, Joe, we'll just keep an eye on that. Maybe we can actually get an order of protection for you. What do you think?
We'll rant and we'll roar like true Newfoundlanders. We'll rant and we'll roar on deck and below, until we strike bottom inside the two sunkers. When straight through the channel to Tazlo we'll go.
I'm a son of a sea cook, I'm a cook and a trader. I can dance, I can sing, I can reef the main boom. I can handle a jigger, I cuts a fine figure whenever I gets in a boat standing room.
We'll rant and we'll roar like true Newfoundlanders. We'll rant and we'll roar on deck and below, until we strikes bottom inside the two sunkers. When straight through the channel to Tazlo we'll go.
Farewell and adieu to ye young maids of Valen, O Darren and Varesk, Foxhole and Brulee.
I'm bound for the westward to the wall with the hole in.
I can't marry all or a Cheoki I'll be.
And we'll rant and we'll roar like true Newfoundlanders. We'll rant and we'll roar on deck and below, until we strikes bottom inside the two sunkers. When straight through the channel to Tazlo we'll go. We'll rant and we'll roar like true Newfoundlanders. We'll rant and we'll roar on deck and below,
until we strikes bottom inside the two sunkers. Went straight through the channel to Tazlo we'll go.
Wellington. Children in a New Zealand school have been banned from bringing cakes to share on their birthdays due to new government healthy eating guidelines. Pupils at Otea Valley Primary School, north of Auckland, have been told they are allowed to celebrate their birthdays, but the cake must stay home. The Ministry of Education has been on a fat-busting crusade, introducing sweeping guidelines against unhealthy food in New Zealand schools. Otea Valley has a large number of pupils born in September and October, and there can be up to 4 cakes a week in some classes, Principal Megan Bowden told the Herald. It had gotten to the point where parents thought they were required to provide a cake for their child's birthday. The school has advised parents in a newsletter to stop sending cakes to school from the next term. A Ministry of Education spokesman told the Herald the government guidelines only applied to food sold on the premises, and schools did not need to monitor food brought in from the outside. Wow. No cake for you. Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Cedar Rapids police say a woman chased down a burglar, bagged him with an ice scraper, and then made him pick up the stolen loot he dropped when he fled. Police were called to Deirdre Rodriguez's home on Monday, where they found her holding 16-year-old Jake Merfield at bay with the ice scraper. She told police officers that when she came home, she heard someone jump out of a back window. She saw the teen running across the yard, carrying jewelry, cell phones, and a video game. Rodriguez chased the suspect, who started dropping the items. When she caught him, she hit him on the top of the head with the ice scraper, and he surrendered. Rodriguez made Merfield pick up the property he dropped when he tried to escape. Merfield, who was treated for a cut on his head, faces a second-degree burglary charge. Go, girl! That's all I say to that.
Too many morning, gotta wake up soon. Oh, Lord, I need my breakfast by the light of the moon. Oh, Lord, by the light of the moon. If you see my mama, tell her this for me. Oh, I've got a mighty long time. Lord knows I'll never go free. Oh, Lord, I'll never be free. Angola found now. Angola found. Angola found now. Angola found. I got lucky last summer when I got my time. Oh, my ball, they got 100, I got 99. Angola bound. You've been a long time coming, but you're welcome home. Angola bound. Angola, Louisiana, get your burdens on. Angola bound. Oh, Captain, don't you be so cruel. Angola bound. Oh, you work me harder than you work that new. Angola bound. If it wasn't for the captain, oh Lord, I'm shaking house. I'd be with my woman, yeah, before the sun goes down. You come up here skipping and jumping. Oh Lord, it won't last long. Gonna wish it was a baby boy. And then mother's gone. Angola bound now. Angola bound. Angola bound now. Angola bound. Don't want no gal.
Found me guilty. boogie wrote it down.
Angola bound.
Jersey junkie boy, your penitentiary bound.
Angola bound. Angola bound. Angola bound. Angola bound. Angola bound. Angola bound. Angola bound. Angola bound.
Parrot teaches fellow birds to swear. Nuneaton, England. The owner of a wildlife sanctuary in Nuneaton, England, says a young parrot has been teaching foul language to its avian brethren. Jeff Grucock, owner of the Warwickshire Wildlife Sanctuary, said 7-year-old macaw Barney apparently learned his profane vocabulary from a previous owner and has been teaching the naughty words to the other birds. I knew that Barney could swear, but what has happened is shocking, Grucock said. He's been teaching the other two when we had our backs turned. It sounds like a builder's yard with all the abuse flying about. We have got another African giray called Sonny who squawks shut up at them when the swearing starts, but they don't take any notice, he said. Grucock said workers at the sanctuary have tried to curb Barney's bad linguistic habits, but to no avail. We have tried everything to get Barney to curb his language, and now we have got another two to contend with, he said. These birds can live until they're 70, so there are potentially another 60 years of this to contend with. Fa-fa-fa. I said fa-fa, nothing else, just fa-fa. Oh, fuddle-duddle.
I'm a real wild child. Well, I'm just out of school, like I'm real, real cool. Gotta dance like a fool, got the message that I gotta be a wild one. Oh, yeah. Swinging, baby, I'm a real wild child. Gonna meet all my friends, gonna have ourselves a ball. Gonna tell my friends, gonna tell them all that I'm a wild one. Oh yeah, I'm a wild one. Gonna break it loose, gonna keep them moving wild. Gonna keep us swinging, baby.
I'm a wild one.
Seattle seeks to evict treehouse man. A Seattle treehouse dweller, known to neighbors as Squirrel Man, says the city is trying to kick him out of his vacant lot home. David Kraske, 52, who was born Oral Wayne Branch, but changed his name after he was adopted as a child, said this. Said the Seattle Department of Transportation posted a 48-hour eviction notice Monday on the gate he built around his tree. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer reported Tuesday. Oh, man. Sikaski said homeless shelters are not an option for him because of his pets. A rat, Lucky, a ferret, Rainbow, and a squirrel, Tilt. I just need a place where I can live with my animals, he said. Residents of a neighboring apartment complex said Sikaski has been a good neighbor and even made the area safer with his presence. David's a unique character, but a good neighbor, said Janet Yonder, who owns the apartment complex. He's built this amazing treehouse in the middle of a city, and I certainly believe he's not a threat of any kind to anyone. Sikaski says he does not intend to evacuate the treehouse and hopes the city changes its mind. How much longer am I going to be able to climb that ladder, he said. Just leave me alone for a few years and I'll be gone anyway. Wow. Water cooler stories. Man shot at stores to relieve depression. Reggio Emilia, Italy. Police said an Italian man accused of shooting at gas stations, a toy store, and a Communist Party headquarters said he was trying to relieve his depression. Police said the 43-year-old suspect, who was arrested outside of a gas station he was preparing to shoot at in the town of Reggio Emilia, also fired bullets from a pump-action shotgun at several auto shops, a car showroom, a photography studio, and an insurance office, ANSA reported Monday. The man allegedly told police he vandalized the buildings for therapeutic purposes. I suffer from depression. It's the only way I can relieve it, he allegedly said. Athens, Georgia. Police in Athens, Georgia, said they have arrested a man who allegedly robbed a convenience store after filling out a job application at the business. Demetrius Robinson, 28, was arrested at a friend's apartment Saturday after he allegedly robbed a Golden Pantry convenience store Wednesday, the Athens Banner-Herald reported Monday. Police said Robinson filled out the job application as a way to inconspicuously remain in the store until he was alone with the clerk. They said he held a steak knife against the female clerk's side and took all of the money out of her register before leaving. However, they said he left the application, which contained his real name and his uncle's phone number. It's kind of strange, but yeah, it's what he did, Detective Jeff Clark said. Clark said Robinson was being held as a suspect in a crime as well as several other armed robberies. Ardmore, Oklahoma. Police in Ardmore, Oklahoma, has said they have arrested a man who allegedly stole 30 pizza pans from a local Pizza Hut and sold the metal as scrap. Captain Tony Trudell said police discovered the missing pans had been sold to a local business that buys used metals for $17.28, and the business provided them with the name and address of the suspect. Anyone selling used metal has to provide an ID with name and address, Trudell said. Jody Gwynn was arrested in connection with a burglary, and the pilfered pans were returned to the pizzeria, which has begun serving customers on borrowed pans. Wow. Newark, New Jersey. A Warren County, New Jersey millionaire set his second attempt to set a world flight record alongside two co-pilots was foiled by a delay during a refueling stop. Jarrett Isaacman, 25, said he and his co-pilots, Douglas Demko, 26, and Sean Leach, 27, were attempting to break the record for around-the-world flight for a jet of 3,000 to 6,000 kilograms when they hit an hour delay while refueling in Madrid, Spain. Isaacman said they were held up while air traffic controllers in Belgium and Spain attempted to correct a technical glitch. As we flew from Europe, we knew that this record would come down to a matter of minutes, he said Monday, in an email to friends and family. Isaacman said previous delays in India and Japan meant the Madrid delay made the difference between breaking and missing the world record. However, despite failing to achieve the record, the trio of pilots raised more than $50,000 for the Make-A-Wish Foundation of New Jersey. He said the trio's previous attempt at breaking the record, which was set at 81 hours 40 minutes by M. Nevade in 1991, failed when Indian aviation authorities refused to allow the plane to enter the country's airspace. Well, I guess the only people really happy about that are Make-A-Wish and a worthy cause.
That sister, don't you let that thrill you. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but men on looks could kill you. Oh, oh, hey, come my way, suka suka na na. Come on, come on, it's ale ale, with the suka suka mama. Hey, brother, there's another suka mama turning. The sun will rise and light your eyes, the fire keeps on burning.
Springs. A Colorado Springs four-year-old broke three international records this week in a cup stacking competition at the Denver Coliseum, a newspaper said. Miles Seminario has been perfecting his cup stacking skills for up to 3 hours a day for the past 6 months in preparation for the Sunday event, the Denver Post reported. Seminario went up against other cup stackers aged four or less. It's kind of silly. He saw a kid stacking cups on Yo Gabba Gabba in November. Now he's obsessed. The boy's mother said, Yo Gabba Gabba is a television show for children shown for children aired on the Nick Jr. channel. Seminari's parents reportedly were hesitant to let him participate in the contest because of the pressures of competition. Nearly 1,100 people from 8 countries and 34 states were involved in the World Championship contest, said Matt Reed, executive director for the World Sports Stacking Association. Man arrested for throwing hedgehog at teen. A man in New Zealand is charged with assault with a weapon for allegedly hurling a hedgehog at a 15-year-old boy, police said. Wakatane resident William Singalarg, 27, is accused of chucking the prickly critter at the teen, causing minor injuries to the victim's leg. It hit the victim in the leg, causing a large red welt and several puncture marks. He was arrested shortly afterward for assault with a weapon, namely the hedgehog. Senior Sergeant Bruce Jenkins said. Police have not said whether Singalar knew the teen or what caused him to throw the hedgehog, which was dead when authorities found it. On April 17th, hearing is set for Singalar in the Saturday incident, the newspaper said. Wow, finally a story I can get behind. Are you ready, kid, folks? Parents rush kids to etiquette classes. Growing numbers of U.S. parents are enrolling their youngsters in etiquette classes to reinforce behaviors they struggle to teach in the home. Parents say changing times have made manners harder to teach, blaming rushed meals, television, movies, and technology for the erosion of social skills. Parents are doing the best they can at home. This is just to give the kids a little additional reinforcement, said Jen Shaneffer, a mother in Marblehead, Massachusetts. Etiquette classes reportedly have become a popular way for kids as young as 4 to learn table manners and conversational skills. Critics argue the classes are unacceptable for young children, the newspaper said. It's something that should be integrated into their entire day and not transformed into a structured activity, said Susan Lynn, a psychology at the Judge Baker Children's Center in Boston. Well, you know, you got to remember, folks, a lot of these people just don't know good etiquette themselves, so they have to find it somewhere. I mean, come on. New Yorkers have been walking city streets with polar bears since a local artist created a series of plastic inflatable bears that pop up as subways rush past. Brooklyn artist Joshua Allen Harris, 31, came up with the idea for his pop-up bears after seeing an old piece of hazard pipe blowing over an underground subway vent, the New York Post reported Monday. When I set them up, the surprise brightens people up. They say, I can't have a bad day now. I have seen that, Harris told the newspaper. The blow-up bears, constructed from old plastic bags, reportedly have been enthusiastically welcomed by city residents and have even appeared on an arts website. It is the most inventive thing I have seen in a long time. It's amazing how a bag comes to life when the air moves through it, said Trish Tillman, 33, a New York graduate student who submitted photos of the bear to the Wooster Collective Art website. Well, you know, I think it's a great idea. A Florida couple are facing charges after the wife allegedly stabbed her husband and he pointed a gun at her head in a heated dispute over hot dogs, police say. Alfreda Van Bladel, 28, allegedly was driven to stab her husband in the shoulder with a steak knife after he abruptly grabbed a plate of hot dogs from her. Anton Van Bladel is accused of then threatening his wife's life with the gun, police said. Both weapons were recovered from the Bladel's Orange County home, authorities said. The couple was taken into custody and faced aggravated battery and aggravated assault charges.
What's wrong with the hot dogs?
Well, guys, What can I say? That's pretty much it for me, but... Oh, wait, just one more. Manischewitz, no tam-tams by Passover. U.S. kosher food manufacturer Manischewitz says an engineering malfunction will keep its popular tam-tam crackers off the shelves until after Passover. Manischewitz, based in Newark, New Jersey, said the bite-sized crackers, a popular snack for Jews observing rules banning products made with yeast during the Passover, are expected to hit shelves later this spring, but not in time for the start of Passover, April 19th at sundown. A Manischewitz spokesman told the New York Times the crackers account for $1 million to $2 million of the company's annual sales. News of the kosher cracker shortage has left many Jews searching for a replacement product. This is huge. It's a dire emergency, said Susie Weitzman, an employee of the Jewish Community Center in Los Gatos, California. My kids love Tam Tams. They eat them with tuna and crunch them up in their soup. That would be chicken soup. That's it for Mama D. I'm going to go on a hunt. Maybe they've got some Tam Tams here in Canada I can send to these people. And, you know, that's it. Folks, that's it for Coffee, Tea, and Mama D. Ciao, Bella.
Playing hide and seek with a deckhand's ghost through the engine rooms and the corridors. Got no oxygen, but he's doing fine. Been holding his breath since the ship went down. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. It's a long way to the bottom of the black tar and nicotine sea. Enjoy the ride below the tide. Weightless is the afterlife. It's yours and it comes for free. It's yours and it comes for free. The hatches are open and the portholes too, for the swallows and swifts. They duck and they dive in my water dreams, leaving paper trails and jet streams. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. It's a long way to the bottom of a black tar and nicotine sea. Enjoy the ride below the tide, weightless as the afterlife. It's yours and it comes for free. It's yours and it comes free.
smoke 'em if you got 'em. It's a long way to the bottom of the black tar nicotine sea. Enjoy the ride below the tide. Weightless is the afterlife. It's yours and it comes free. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. It's a long way to the bottom of the black tar. Enjoy the ride below the tide. Weightless is the afterlife. It's yours and it comes free. It's yours.